For example, in 1926, Anglo America became the single largest shareholder in diamond company De Beers, and Oppenheimer's later became chairperson of the company. 2 years later, the company established the procurement to Anglo American Platinum by partnering with Hans Marinsky, and by 1945, it has moved into the coal industry through acquiring of coal estates. Look at this. This company just grew strength to strength. In fact, in 1998, the company consolidated its interests in gold and uranium by forming Anglo Gold. Later that year, Anglo Gold became the first South African company to list on the New York Stock Exchange. It changed its name to Anglo Gold Ashanti after the 2004 merger with Ghanaian company Ashanti Goldfields. So that's where the company's name came from. Yeah. I just thought they were fans of R&B.
And they loved Ashanti.